Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM Sports, and it's time to talk rugby, a rugby union with the manager of the Caboolture Rugby Club, Grant Dewey. Good morning, Grant.
Morning, Gordon. How are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome back for 2018, and looking at the Brisbane Club rugby draw, starting on the 7th of April after Easter, nine teams in the Barber Cup.
Yeah, it's a new format this year. It's going to be quite interesting. We've managed to get Maroochydore, Noosa, Caloundra and University of Sunshine Coast in the mix to make it a 19 competition, and that's going to run for the first 10, 11 weeks of the competition, and then we'll revert back to our normal sub-districts draw.
That certainly will be some good experience for the players in those from the other clubs to participate against.
Yeah, it certainly will be. It'll be interesting. It's obviously for people who know the club and know the history. Only, you know, two or three years ago we had Noosa in the grand final and won that one 20 points to 19 up at Kawana Stadium, and there'll be no love lost obviously when those two teams come together, and we're looking forward to it, and I think all of our players are looking forward to the new revamped draw and format of the competition as well. And as you said, it, you know, puts a little bit more life into it, and a little bit of a different scenario this year, which will keep the boys fresh and keen.
And how are Caboolture shaping up for 2018 at this stage, Grant?
Yeah, training's been really, really good, especially with our seniors, and we're very, very happy to announce that we have our under-19s Colts team up and running as well. We still have some room for some extras in there. If anyone listening this morning has anyone who might be interested, our under-19s, I think we haven't had a team here for about 5 or 6 years now, so to have that team up and running this year is a huge bonus for our club, and obviously that then feeds players into our senior ranks. So, but then again, you know, our senior numbers have been absolutely fantastic as well, and we know that we've got more to come. As soon as the games start, of course, people sort of roll out of the woodwork. So we're looking forward to this year. It's going to be a complete 180 from last year. We struggled a little bit last year because we had quite a few players who weren't available through to through various reasons and whatnot. So, yeah, we're looking for a very, very strong year this year.
And, of course, that starts the weekend after Easter, the 7th of April, so they can have plenty of chocolate at Easter and then be able to run it off the next weekend, Grant.
Yeah, that's right. We have two trial games coming up. We're at home this weekend against University of Sunshine Coast in A Reserve and under-19s. And then the following week on the 24th, we have a rescheduled game from last weekend, from last Saturday, A grade taking on Goodner. Reserve grade taking on the Gympie Hammers. They're going to travel down and give us a bit of a hit out for our reserve grade. And Noosa are going to travel down and play our under-19s. So, yeah, as you said, a week off over Easter, and then we're back into the competition on the 7th at home.
And, of course, the Premier Rugby competition, well, it starts on the 24th of March. University of Queensland and East Brothers and GPS, Sunnybank Norths, Bond University and West, and, of course, Souths have the bye. So not far away for Premier Rugby. Meanwhile, Grant, week four of the Super Rugby competition, and I suppose the big talking point was the Reds defeating the Bulls 20-14 at Suncorp. They've made it two in a row.
Yeah, no, they are on a roll. It's great. Definitely. We've actually got the CEO, Richard Barker, from Queensland Rugby coming up today for a meeting, so we're sure to see a smile on his face. We expect to see it anyway. I think the crowd was only 12,000. I think the commentators were saying, you know, a couple more wins and hopefully that'll win back some of the spectators and supporters. So they're away for the next couple of weeks over in South Africa and taking on the Jaguares over in Argentina as well. So hopefully they can continue their run and, you know, put us in a good place to hopefully, you know, have a decent crowd when they come back and play the Chiefs.
Exactly, because next Saturday they do travel to South America. And at the moment, the Australian Super Rugby standings, the Rebels on top on 15, the Reds second on 8, Waratahs on 6, Brumbies on 4, and the Sun Wolves on 1. But, by gee, there was a big announcement earlier on with the Tongan Thor, I suppose, Taniela Tupou signing for the next two seasons with the Reds.
Yeah, Taniela Tupou, he's really developed into a decent young prop, and you know, anyone who knows their rugby would sort of appreciate that props don't really mature until they get into their late 20s, early 30s. So that's with Taniela, he's, you know, what, now 22, 23, so he's got plenty of years ahead of him, and I think it's a great investment. I think people knocked it a little bit when they brought him over as an 18 or 17 year old from New Zealand, but it's paying dividends now, and you know, that faith that they've showed in him is now paying huge dividends. So he's probably been a little bit of a difference for the red scrum. I think obviously the second row is quite quite competent as well with Kane Douglas and what have you in there. But to perform the way they did without Scott Higginbotham in the side is commendable.
And of course, Grant, finally there, the Super Women's five-team competition is up and running. New South Wales Women 18 unfortunately defeated the Queensland Women 0. Western Force had a big win over the Melbourne Rebels. The Brumbies Women, they'll take on Queensland Women on the 17th of March, and then the New South Wales Women take on the Western Force. So it's great to see that the women's rugby competition is up and running.
Yeah, it certainly is. Unfortunately for the girls, the ladies, they couldn't get across the line on the weekend, but I think the difference in that game was the New South Wales Wallaroo Ashley Houston. You know, she's a bit of a sharpshooter and just kept the pressure on. And every time they went down into the Reds or the Reds women's half, they came away with some points, and that sort of just kept the pressure on the women. Unfortunately, so yeah, they had a tough assignment there. But I guess you've got to play the best to beat the best, and didn't get the win unfortunately against New South Wales.
Well, let's see how they perform against the Brumbies women team on the 17th of March at 5 p.m. Well, Grant Dwyer, manager of the Caboolture Rugby Club, thank you for joining us here on Monday Sports Roundup on 101.5 FM Sports.